You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality, and you can also see the show today, Facebook live stream. Just go to the River Talk Facebook page and share this everywhere. Live in studio guest, we've got Ron Ferguson, state rep, who is 96th District, Ohio, Republican primary. His opponent, former state senator Frank Hoagland, retired Navy SEAL, who seems to be imploding. And virtually everything that Hoagland is touching these days is blowing up in his face. And is it true that he would not even sign for that registered or certified letter to let them to let him know that, hey, you've been lying about this?
Correct. After we send him the facts via text and email so that he had it immediately, we also send him certified mail, and he refused to sign for it. It was returned to us, refused to sign.
My goodness gracious. So I've got to ask, how many people are you going to sue, and how soon?
I'm going to leave that to the attorneys, but I can tell you I plan to hold people accountable. You know, this is the kind of ridiculous stuff that gets done to our president, Donald Trump, and a lot of the other people that are trying to serve us across this country.
Yeah.
Is just people flat out lie about them because they don't like the America First agenda.
Yeah. Does iHeart understand what kind of legal jeopardy they were put in by Bloom Dummy and the Dumbettes? Because this is like in-kind advertising. You know what Trump did? He sued CBS and NBC and all that because what they were, as I understand it, I'm certainly not a lawyer, but as I understand it, they were essentially offering in-kind contributions to his opponent. Mm-hmm. And he ended up with very big paydays.
Yeah.
And it seems to me, and again, I'm not an attorney, but based on what Bloom Dummy and the Dumbettes, Sam and Otis and all that did, and our in-kind campaign donation. Yeah. And iHeart obviously allowed it. iHeart still has not sent you the audio file with the apology. They haven't posted it. Yeah. What does that tell you about how they are really favoring Hoagland? And that's, to me, an in-kind campaign contribution. You really might want to take a look at iHeart's role in this, their liability, because Trump really led the way saying, hey, when they, you know, chopped up that Kamala Harris interview and this, that, and the other, that that was an in-kind donation, and they paid sure. dearly. You could end up being a multimillionaire here with this thing.
Obviously, I can tell you, whoever listened to that first show where they flat out lied, yep. where the people on WWVA flat out lied, if they didn't happen to hear the recant,
right.
well, that is just basically helping the Hoagland campaign.
Right.
You're helping them.
Exactly. They're burying it. They won't give you that so you can play. Again, I mean, think about how stupid this is. Some big shot at iHeart. I've got no axe to grind with iHeart. They're fine. You know, another company, no big deal. But you got one of the top executives at iHeart. Knowing, understanding just how bad this thing is with Bloom Dummy and the Dumbettes on VA, that they essentially were doing in-kind campaign donation for them, which exposes them to all sorts of liability. And he supposedly doesn't know how to send you the one audio file with their apology.
Sure.
He is saying, well, it was an email, it was bounced back. Well, you're one of the top people at iHeart. You're telling me you don't know how to send an audio file so that the person will be able to access it? You do it through Dropbox. You just give them a link. That's all there's to it. I believe what's going on here is they purposely don't want you to get your hands on it until after the election because that way you can't use it. That's what I think is really going on. They don't have it posted on their Facebook pages, Bloom Dummies or VAs. I don't see it anywhere.
No formal apology.
Is it anywhere on their app? I don't know that it's anywhere on their app. Because the show was on their app. It had to be on their app. All of that stuff. For iHeart to be now saying, well, we couldn't figure out how to send a file by email, an audio file by email. iHeart doesn't know how to send an audio file by email. Try to wrap your mind around this. What do you think is really going on here?
Well,
do you not see what's happening here?
I actually want to, what you're talking about, I want to point out something that is even more concerning. There could be collusion with the Hoagland campaign.
Well, I'm sure it is.
So if you actually, when they posted that show where they lied, where WWVA lied, where the Bloom Daddy Experience lied, when they posted that show, they did not post on in the online version, they did not post this part where they lied. But yet the Hoagland campaign has a copy of it. Well, how did you get a copy of it? I don't know. If they were recording the show, how did you know? Do you record their show every single day, or did you just randomly record it? No, you probably recorded it on the day that you knew this was going to be on there so that, you could then use it for your own political benefit.
Wow. Another in-kind campaign contribution. I'm telling you, I think the entity here that is the most exposed, that has the most to lose, is actually iHeart. And they still, let me think about this, they still haven't posted the apology everywhere. How many different people shared that show on by Facebook, by other social media? How many people heard it on the app and all this other stuff? And they're not doing any of that.
Sure.
That's an in-kind, it seems to me, that's an in-kind contribution. iHeart, I think, is the way to go. They've got the deepest pockets, and they seem to be in collusion. And my guess is, correct me if I'm wrong, Hoagland is doing advertising on VA.
I don't listen to VA, so I don't know.
You might want to find out, because if they're doing that, well, they obviously are doing this, and if Hoagland is one of their advertisers,
that'd be a concern.
iHeart is, I mean, their exposure is really a lot worse than people realize. And as soon as you had said, we couldn't figure out how to send you the audio file by email, iHeart, the biggest broadcaster in the world, can't figure this out. Are you kidding me? I can figure it out. You do a Dropbox or 101 different ways. We post it here. Here's the link to
or
that.
Or you find
101 different ways to do
this. Or if one
this.
Employee can't do it, you don't go find somebody else. We're in the middle of a campaign.
Exactly.
Voting is happening.
Exactly.
You're not going to figure it out.
And you still don't have it.
Still don't have it.
And this happened, what, on Friday?
That the recanting happened on Friday. Yeah, the show was the beginning of last week, the original show.
Okay, and they still have not done anything, that, as far as we can tell, to recant, to tell the public. Have they done anything on their app? Have they done anything on social media? I'm telling you, your attorney really should need to focus on iHeart and in-kind campaign contributions. And the fact that iHeart is not bending over backwards to put this out everywhere, not just on their show, but everywhere, because the show had to be shared, it had to be all over their app and everything else, says to me that they're still in collusion here with Hoagland, and especially if he's an advertiser, and it's an in-kind contribution. This is unbelievable to me. iHeart saying they don't know how to send an audio file? I think that's on purpose. I do.
We're,
I think
we're
that's
look
a
into
big
it.
Big red flag right there. Big red flag. We better hurry. The election's coming up.
I know. Absolutely.
This is absolutely unbelievable to me.
This really is. This is what the Democrats did to Trump in 2020. They hurry up and try to punch everything through right at the finish line before the voting, you know, is over.
Yeah, iHeart's exposure here, and you got to blame Bloom Dummy and the dumbettes, but they're exposed. In fact, I take that back. You got to blame the head of iHeart here, this guy Davis, for him to say he still hasn't delivered the audio file to you. They haven't posted it everywhere. And his lame-ass excuse is that we don't know how to send an audio file by email because it gets bounced back.
If they didn't have...
No way. No way on this earth. No way on this earth.
And if your computer's crashed, you know what you could have done? You could have put on a thumb drive and overnight mailed it to somebody. I mean,
everything.
There's so many things you could have done.
But especially posting it everywhere, because they've got to make up for the fact that this thing has been out there for, what, a week or so?
Yeah, about a week.
Okay. That's
and it's not just a political campaign, but it's also a business.
Yes.
You're harming a business.
Exactly. iHeart has some very serious exposure issues here, not only with the initial show, which was an abortion, and you will hear it after the 8 o'clock news, this segment, of course, but also that they aren't bending over backwards to make up by sending out the apology everywhere for seven ranges for your campaign, for everything. I mean, your lawyer's going to need to see that excuse that when it bounced back, we couldn't send it to you. That big red flag. Why isn't it posted everywhere now? Why wasn't it posted immediately when they realized there was a mistake. Every Facebook page of iHeart stations here in the Valley, the app, these all the social media platforms that they have, all of them, and they should be repeating that announcement over and over again on their show. They're not doing any of that stuff. That's in-kind contribution.
You know what I ought to do? I ought to go
see. You
ought
to hire me is what you ought to do.
Well, being as big of a company as they are, I'd like to see, you know, who are their government affairs people? Who are their lobbyists? Are there other things? This could go all the way to the top.
Oh, no question about it. But that, what you just said to me was so telling. This is iHeart. They can't figure out how to send you the one audio file where they're apologizing for their mistake. And they haven't posted it anywhere? And we're still waiting? I'm telling you, iHeart, their exposure is unbelievable with this. It's really bad stuff.
It's like the Hunter Biden laptop.
Worse than, no, this is worse than that. This is more like, was it CBS that chopped up the Kamala Harris thing? No, it's more like that.
Sure.
And you've got very deep pockets here. If I'm iHeart, if I'm the head of iHeart, I'd be bending over backwards, posting this thing everywhere, apologizing to you personally, saying to Seven Ranges, hey, we're gonna make up for this. We're going to give you free advertising for the next 10 years. Please don't sue us. Apologizing to you, but posting this everywhere. They're not doing any of that stuff.
Yeah.
In-kind contributions. I think they're in bed with Hoagland.
And are they going to allow these on-air personalities to do this to other people? Is there accountability on them?
Yeah.
What about that? Are they being held accountable? Are they being reprimanded?
Exactly.
For wrongdoing, for lying.
And when iHeart realized that this post was out there, what did iHeart do about it? Is that post still up, by the way? On Hoagland's thing?
Oh, Hoagland's is still up there.
Okay. If I'm iHeart, and I've been aware of all of this stuff, yes. Did I send something to Hoagland saying cease and desist immediately, take this thing down?
Yeah.
My guess is they haven't, which again, in-kind contributions. I'm telling you, I think iHeart is where the focus. Where Bloom dummy, you know, is not doesn't have deep pockets. The dumbettes are they're losers. But iHeart not only allowed this, but I think more importantly is doing virtually nothing to make up for that. And he doesn't send you the audio file with the apology
because people are voting every
email.
Day.
Exactly. You're making my point.
Yeah.
You're making my point. The election is actually happening right now. This is I'm telling you, iHeart is got their thumb on the scale here. That's what you got to go after. Get your lawyer today to send them something to say, you know, you got to put this thing out there right now, everywhere, every half hour. People are voting.
Yeah.
And then alert the FCC because this stuff is that's how radio stations lose licenses. This is really, really bad stuff. I mean, for me, I welcome everyone who wants to come on. I'd love to have Hoagland back on. Hell, I'd love to have Otis and Sam and Bloom Dummy on here, all three of them. Happy to do it. Absolutely happy to do it. But this is, and the election's going on right now, and I'm telling you, this is in-kind contribution. iHeart, it shouldn't be hard to figure out Hoagland, if he's an advertiser on the iHeart stations here in the Valley. Shouldn't be hard to figure out. Boy, I think you've really got something here with iHeart. That was so telling. What you just said was so, I did not know that. That was so telling. iHeart doesn't know how to send an audio file, an apology? Are you freaking kidding me? What jury in the world is going to believe that?
Yeah.
There's your target. It's not Bloom Dummy. There's your target. Let me know if they ever do send it to you.
I'll let you know.
I'll play it every hour. I swear to God, I'll play it every hour. But let me know if they send it to you and where it's posted. The fact that they haven't done any of that, iHeart's what you got.
And
go
if Frank
after.
Hoagland wants to represent us, maybe he can come on here and explain why he lied first.
Happy to do it. Hey, we're almost out of time, and I'm just losing my mind over that thing that you just said because it's such BS. I always give my guest the last word. Speak directly to our listeners. Sure. Ron Ferguson, my microphone is yours.
Here's the thing. I'm an America First conservative. I know it. Even Frank Hoagland knows it. He said it in his own words. If you want to send an America First fighter back to Columbus, then vote for me, Ron Ferguson. If you want somebody that quit and is now lying, is a proven liar at this point, then that's Frank Hoagland. So please get out between now and May 5th and vote for me, Ron Ferguson, for state representative. And if you want to do something else today, you can go on Hoagland for Ohio on Facebook. where he has this lie posted, and go on there and shame him. Go put a comment on there and say, this has been proven false. You know it is. Quit being a liar. Take it down. And that's another thing you could do to hold Frank Hoagland accountable right now. But like I said, vote for me, Ron Ferguson, between now and May 5th for state representative. Honored to serve you. Would be humbled to have your vote. And you can also check me out at ronforohio.com.
Okay. Anything on Facebook?
Yeah, Ron Ferguson there too. Very easy to find.
Excellent. All right, sir. Thank you. The moment that iHeart finally figures out how to send you an audio file. I couldn't believe what he said this. I really couldn't. This was all new to me. When iHeart finally figures out how to send you an audio file, you send it to me. We'll be playing that thing morning, noon, and night. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dimitri.